Summer was particularly hot that year and a great nuisance to the Cistercian nuns of Marianovo. There was no shade to be found, as all the trees were burned in the fire the previous year. New trees were planted immediately, but it would be a few more years before one could find respite from the sun under their branches. The nuns tried to put up a canvas to hide from the sun, but that did not help much in the hot, arid, and still weather. The abbess of the monastery, Sister Genoveva, sighed. Oh, what I would give to have a giant oak at the monastery, like the ones in my homeland. The devil heard her words and appeared before her, disguised as a traveler. He bowed and said, My lady, I will bring you the oak to shelter you from the sun. If the abbess Genoveva promises me her soul, the oak will be here before evening service. The nuns believed a soul could be promised to another, but they did not believe an ordinary traveler could bring them a living tree. No, sir. Abbess Genoveva promised her soul in jest, not believing for a moment that the traveler could keep his word. The devil bowed again, and with a swoosh, flew to the northern lands to bring the oak. Fear crept into the abbess's heart, but it was too late. Suddenly, a shepherd came running and cried that one of the cottages was on fire. The bells were rung to raise alarm, and the people came to help. The devil was just returning with the oak when he heard the bells. Furious for being late, he smashed the tree to the ground and left empty-handed. The oak did not wither, however, and would grow for many long years.